Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Spontaneous Remarks, the podcast where you never know what's going to happen, what's going to be said or done. You just got to know what we're talking about today. Today, we're going to continue on down that path of Nerdville, that nostalgia that we feel when we hear an old song or something from the 80s pops up on the TV. Maybe it's a smell, a perfume, or a cologne that you have smelled, and it just brings back memories of when you were a child back in the 80s, between 1980 and 1990. Or you know what? Maybe it takes you back even further. I mean, last week we talked about Star Trek, such a huge franchise that started in 1966 from the vision of Gene Roddenberry. This week we're going to spin the wheel of Nerdville and see what we're talking about today. So here we go. Well, this episode of Spontaneous Remarks is going to be about Yo Joe, G.I. Joe, the real American hero. We're going to talk about the cartoons, the action figures, the movies. We're going to dive right into it. Let's go. Spontaneous Remarks. Woo! Here we go, folks. All right, we're back. Episode 5 of Spontaneous Remarks. Going to talk about real American heroes, not the real American heroes. That commercial, that was, even though it was a very funny commercial. Mr. Toy Collector G.I. Joe Guy. Yeah, we're not going to do that. But anyway, now first let's talk about the toy line that started was actually... it was introduced by Hasbro, produced by Hasbro. In 1964, it started as 12-inch tall figures, action figures. G.I. Joe revolutionized the toy industry by popularizing the concept of the action figures for boys. So, you know, the girls back in the 60s, they had Barbie, and they were about the same size, if I remember, about the 12-inch tall dolls, and they had the clothes and all the accessories and stuff. Well, they got together and said, we got to have something for the guys. So instead of dolls, we made action figures, 12-inch tall, where you can move their arms and their legs and their bodies. And that started off the action figures for boys. It was relaunched in the franchise in the 80s, and that solidified G.I. Joe's place in pop culture. Now, in 1982, Hasbro reimagined G.I. Joe as a 3.75-inch scale action figure line, launching it under the banner G.I. Joe, a Real American Hero. And this relaunch introduced a diverse cast of characters. Now, it represented the G.I. Joe team and their adversaries in Cobra. Cobra was the bad guys, the evil force. G.I. Joe was the Real American Hero, the elite, the best of the best. And so each action figure came with a code name, unique accessories, and even a file card. It was on the back of the package, and you could cut it out and keep it. Just they had their background and their specialties on it. Through the 80s and the 90s, the toy line continued to expand, introducing new characters, vehicles, and playsets. Hasbro capitalized on the success of the animated series and the comic books, releasing toys that based on the popular storylines and characters. The toy line also incorporated innovative features such as action features, vehicle playsets, and interactive playsets, enhancing the play experience for children. The G.I. Joe toy line also featured a wide variety of figures, including infantry soldiers, special forces operatives, pilots, sailors, members of specialized units. Each figure had its own unique design, weapons, accessories, and that allowed children to build their own G.I. Joe team and engage in imaginative play scenarios. And over the years, G.I. Joe action figures have actually become highly collectible items among many toy enthusiasts and collectors, and rare and mint condition figures from the original 1980s line often fetch very high prices on the secondary market. Hasbro also released various commemorative editions, anniversary sets, and collector-focused lines catering to adult collectors. The legacy, the G.I. Joe toy line, I mean, no doubt it's left a definite mark on pop culture, inspiring generations of children and adults alike. Its iconic characters, memorable designs, and rich mythology continue to resonate with fans worldwide, despite changes in the toy industry and shifting trends. G.I. Joe really remains a timeless and enduring franchise cherished by fans of all ages. Now, after the toy line, here comes the animated series, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero. And it followed the elite counterterrorism unit G.I. Joe as they battled the ruthless terroristic organization known as Cobra, determined to conquer the world. And it was set in a fictional universe, actually a little bit of nerd trivia for you. It's actually in the same universe as Transformers, which we talked about a couple episodes ago. The show blended action, adventure, patriotism, and it portrayed the heroic efforts of G.I. Joe in defending freedom and justice against Cobra's tyranny. Now, the original concept of G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, was to promote the Hasbro toy line of the action figures by the same name, and the series aimed to provide that exciting narrative backdrop to the action figures, creating a captivating world filled with the heroes and villains. And it first aired as a five-part miniseries in 1983. Introduced audiences also to the iconic characters and setting the stage for the ongoing battle between G.I. Joe and Cobra. Now, the series initially aired in syndication, starting with this five-part miniseries in 1983. And due to its popularity, it was later picked up by various networks, including Cartoon Network and the USA Network, where it continued to captivate audiences throughout the 1980s and beyond. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there's a vast number of characters or action figures in the toy line. There was Duke. He was one of the main characters. Scarlet, Snake Eyes. He had the all-black suit with the sword and the visor. It was an interesting story. They didn't actually paint a suit on him. They just left him black. The action figure, they just painted it black, I guess. And that's kind of how he became iconic. Roadblock, there was Flint, Lady J, Shipwreck. Shipwreck was a sailor. He had the little sailor hat and a little parrot on his shoulder. Always thought he was kind of cool. Gung Ho, Stalker, Beachhead, Rock and Roll, Heavy Duty. There was the Ripcord, Dusty, Wild Bill, Hawk, Jinx, Storm Shadow was another fan favorite. He was a white ninja, all in white. He was kind of the opposite of what's his name? I just lost his my gosh. That tells you you're getting old right there. Snake Eyes. He was the opposite of Snake Eyes. Cobra Commander. Cobra Commander had the weird-looking mask. There were several different variations to Cobra Commander, if I remember right. Destro. He was the one with the silver mask on his face. Baroness. Zartan. Firefly. Serpentor. Zartan. Go back to Zartan. He was the one in the movies that were, I guess he was the master of disguise. He would always change his appearance somehow. Tomax and Zaymot. Now, these are the Crimson Twins. Their names are spelled backwards from one another. So, Tomax, T-O-M-A-X, and Zaymot, X-A-M-O-T. They were the Crimson Twins. Major Blood, Dr. Mindbender. I had him growing up. Cobra Trooper, Cobra Viper, a lot of different Cobra. It was kind of like the Ninja Turtles. They had the foot soldiers, and you have a foot soldier of every different kind. So they had all the different Cobra operatives and Snow Serpent, Night Viper, and all them. And then there's all the different kinds of characters that had different accessories and things like that as well. One that I don't see listed on this list that I've looked up is one of my favorites. His name was Quick Kick. Quick Kick. And I remember I had played with these G.I. Joes so much. So the way that they're made, they have the torso of their body connected to the legs, and their pelvis was the little piece that connected, that held both of them together. There was a rubber band on the inside, and the rubber band was around the legs. The legs went up through the pelvis, and then it hooked on to the inside of their chest cavity. And so I had played with this quick kick so much that his the rubber band eventually broke on the inside of him. And so he just kind of fell apart one day. I was playing with him. He just fell apart. But I played with him so much. His little legs, they were real flimsy. And he just made a cool little noise when you shook him. I liked the little, I wish I had one. I'd shake it and let you hear it. But, I was 6, 7 years old. And I cried when he broke because he was my favorite. But, you know, just things like that just bring back so many memories of just growing up. And I remember Shipwreck playing with him. I actually think I broke my Shipwreck character by accident playing with the Ghostbusters firehouse and the G.I. Joes at the same time, just playing around. And I was hitting them with something and I think broke one of his arms off. Now back to the cartoon airtime. G.I. Joe Real American Hero originally aired during weekday afternoons and Saturday mornings, providing viewers with multiple opportunities to catch their favorite episodes. The syndication allowed it to reach a wide audience, and it really became a staple of children's television programming during the 1980s. Now, not only that, but back in 2009 and 2013, two live-action movies came out, and I actually thought they were really good. G.I. Joe Rise of the Cobra, and it starred Channing Tatum and Duke and Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Cobra Commander. And G.I. Joe Retaliation, and that featured The Rock, Dwayne Johnson as Roadblock, and Ray Park as Snake Eyes. And these movies also featured a mix of well-known actors and voice actors, bringing the beloved characters of G.I. Joe to life on the big screen. And I really thought they were some great, great movies. They were cheesy at times, obviously, but they were good movies. Real American Heroes, Mr. Spontaneous Remarks Guy.
Right now, go give me a 5-star on your Spotify and share with a friend, enemy, or somebody. Share it on Facebook. Give me some more viewers.
Anyway, back to the show, guys. So, thinking about all the G.I. Joe characters, I had a ton of them growing up. And they even had the knockoff kind. I don't remember. I think it was called Battle Corps, where they were very similar to the G.I. Joe characters. And they had their own accessories and things. The difference were, you know, they were cheaper, and you could usually find those toys in large packs of, you know, 6 or 9 or whatever. One of the things that I remember from G.I. Joe was not only they had great characters, but they also had great vehicles, and there were so many vehicles, and I don't remember all of the ones I had. I remember I had the Bridge Layer. It was just a vehicle that had a thing on top of it that would fold out and initially make you a bridge if you needed to cross over a river or something in your imagination. But the one that I really enjoyed the most, and I had to look it up because I couldn't even remember the name of it, but it was called the G.I. Joe General. It was a mobile strike headquarters and launch pad. This thing was humongous. I mean, I don't know if it was I know the USS Flag aircraft carrier was the biggest G.I. Joe vehicle. I don't know if this might be number 2. I don't know if there was anything bigger than this, but it was, it had massive, it was just from left to right wide. It was huge. It had a cockpit that could seat either two or four people. I couldn't remember if they were like front and back like a cockpit of a plane, but you could hold either 2 or 4 in there. There was 2 platforms that was on top that would rotate over. Underneath, it would rotate over, and that you could put 2 people there and shoot the little missiles out. It came with a helicopter that would land on top. And there was 4 gun posts that was on the each of the corners that you could put. So you could put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people on top, 7 if you put them in the helicopter. You had 4 guys in the cockpit down there. And then also underneath, you had little parts where you could store your guys, or, you know, they're on the inside of the mechanism making everything work. But then it also had a rocket launcher that you could lift up. And then it had a couple of rockets that you could put in, pull down. And when you let them go, they would shoot out. The G.I. Joe General was probably something that I played with for a long time growing up. I don't remember who got it for me, but I remember the night we were putting it together, and I was pretty excited. It's just a really cool looking vehicle. It was huge. I had it for a long time. It came with Major Storm, which was the person that the little character that it came with, and he had a little helmet. I always thought he was kind of cool because the gun he had was a golden gun. The helmet was gun. I mean, the helmet was gold as well. And so that was a really cool vehicle. There's so many more different vehicles out there. I'm on the G.I. Joe website right now. I'm going to look up Quick Kick and just look at him again because it's been a while since I've seen him. Uh-oh. Wrong answer. At the old computer. Quick Kick. Well, he didn't show up. Well, how you like them apples? Quick Kick. There he is. He come with nunchucks and a sword. He kind of looks like Liu Kang with a red sash and the little Bruce Lee bandana around his head. But, man, I miss him so much. He was a cool little dude. Quick Kick. Silent Weapons. Codename Quick Kick. Yeah, this says right here, this is the little card on the back. Subject's Japanese father and Korean mother owned a grocery store in Watts. Not accepted by either the Japanese or Koreans because of the mixed ancestry and too short to play basketball. Quick Kick turned to martial arts. All martial arts. He's a ranking black belt in Taekwondo, Goju Ryu, Southern Praying Mantis, Kung Fu, Tai Chi Sword, Zen Sword, and Wing Chun. He was working as a stuntman in Hollywood when he was recruited for the G.I. Joe team. So that's the little back of the package that you could cut off and keep the card to know who he is and what he's about. Growing up, man, and there's no better time to grow up. I don't care what anybody says. If you were born around 1978, you were born during the best time, in my opinion, that you could have been born in. It would have been nice to be born probably around 1960. I think 1960 would be pretty cool too, because you would be growing up during the Beatles. You would be growing up during Kiss. You would be growing up during all the great music of the 80s, 90s. And it's just a cool time. I mean, just a cool time to be alive. So the theme song for G.I. Joe the cartoon, I'm not going to sing it because I don't remember the tune, but I will tell you what the lyrics are. So started off with how I started the episode. Yo, Joe, he'll fight for freedom whenever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. And it's like, G.I. Joe, a real American hero. No, it didn't sound like that. But anyway, it's G.I. Joe against Cobra the enemy, fighting to save the day. I don't know if that's it or not. He never gives up. He's always there. Fighting for freedom over land and air. G.I. Joe, a real American hero. Mr. G.I. Joe guy. I'm an idiot, I know. G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special missions force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world. He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe was there. G.I. Joe, a real American hero. Anyway. And then Cobra Commander, he had the voice like this. He kind of sounded. Anyway, so that's about it for the G.I. Joe. I mean, check it out. You can look up on YouTube. They got episodes of the cartoon on there. Probably if you want to go to Amazon or eBay, you could probably find some G.I. Joe collectibles relatively cheap. Maybe not. I don't know. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Spontaneous Remarks, my little remarkables. So just join us next time. And just remember to stay true to the red, white, and blue. Be a real American hero. Share this content. Hope you enjoy it. Tell a friend, tell an enemy. Until next time, stay remarkable, stay spontaneous, and we really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Be sure to give me a 5-star rating if you like it. So until next time, guys, it's Mark Lawson, your host, speaking to my little remarkables about G.I. Joe. And I hope you have a great day. Have a great week. Stay remarkable. I know I'm rambling, but I just don't want to get off here because I love you guys so much. Real American Heroes. What was one of my favorite cartoons? Catch you guys on the flip-flop.